Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton, present as Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 agenda item. For the record, we've already attended the swear-in ceremony of Canyon County Treasurer Jennifer Waters, and she is now officially our treasurer. So, our 9:30 agenda item this morning is meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update, and our first action item is consider signing RE-T broker agreement addendum.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners.
Good morning.
This is an addendum that's extending the agreement with Norm Brown as the broker for the county. There are two signature pages, but there's an addendum attached signature page, so we've just handwritten in to be able to see the signature page on those signature lines for the county. Legal has no issue with the board going ahead and signing. It's an extension of the already existing agreement.
Chairman?
Yes.
And I want to make note for the record that I believe, from my seat, and I believe it's a sentiment held by the board, that Norm Brown has done a very good job. He's a professional negotiator and has been instrumental in assisting this board with acquisitions. I think on page 2 of 4 of the addendum is a key point on there to note that he represents only one side of a transaction, and that is the county. His percent of his brokerage cost is also enumerated on there. So I am in favor of renewing this agreement with Mr. Brown because of the partnership that we've established with him.
I'm as well, Mr. Chairman.
I as well. All right, I would entertain a motion then.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the renewal of the real estate transaction broker agreement addendum and attachments as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Okay, the second action item is consider signing resolution to waive landfill fees for one Canyon County nuisance property.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what's the background on this?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, before us and members of the board, before us is a resolution of the Canyon County Board of County Commissioners to waive landfill fees for one Canyon County nuisance property. I've been working with Development Services and Eric and Sabrina on this property. It's kind of similar to a property that we had a similar action over there in the Middleton area. Two, three years ago. This has been a problem, nuisance property, for quite some time, and we have an opportunity to have the entire property cleaned up to come into compliance. The property owner is willing to remove all the waste and remove the refrigerator's tires, metal, etc. I would recommend, I've always been pro-landfill, helping the community when appropriate to reduce some of these nuisance-type properties and get these things cleaned up. So this resolution is to waive the fees for a period of 1 month. It's a pretty large project. It's about 10 acres, and there's a lot of stuff, so it's going to take some time. The recommendation is to allow the property owner a 1 month period, October 20, 2024 to November 2024, to remove the items from the property and take them to the landfill. We will provide the property owner a letter, and so they can present that to our scale house staff, so we know what's coming in, what's not coming in, and I think that's pretty much the background where we're at.
Yeah, so it's a new property owner. I think he just purchased it not that long ago, and so it's not his waste. He's just going in, cleaning up the property. And so we are in support of that.
Chairman.
Stand for questions if you have any. It's a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, it is a lot. I think I appreciate the spirit of this, that it's for one Canyon County nuisance property and allowing the board to make a one each determination rather than others believing they could, this is setting a precedence for all to follow. I can get on board with this as it calls it out very specifically and a certain time frame.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, that's the kind of maybe the 10,000 foot view issue is, you know, these circumstances need to be reviewed on a case by case situation. And this has been a problem for a long time, and we have an opportunity to have it cleaned up for the community. And I think it's a good path forward.
Chairman. I do want to ask, because I'm not sure if my fellow commissioners were in office, this was discussed with our code enforcement officer on the last one that we granted, and I think it was a property owned by a developer off of Highway 44, but was it this, and I'm not objecting to it, but a month, and it's the size of the property that's triggering that extended period, correct? Because we didn't do that for a month prior, correct?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, if I recall the last, I believe it was for a day.
Yeah.
Last cleanup.
Okay.
Due to the size of this one, we figured a month would
okay.
be better.
And to the chairman's point, I don't see in here the citing of 020107, which is the public nuisance, where it's unlawful and the responsible party and all that. I do appreciate the information that Mr. McRae has put on the record, Deputy PA McRae. It does benefit the county to have these properties so that they're not either a sanitary or an aesthetic nuisance to Canyon County residents. We want a clean county. So I'm in favor of this. That would be the only thing I would want is to have a reference that ties it back to our ordinance, but that's just my opinion. It's not necessary. We haven't done that before, but I'm in favor of doing it, and Director Loper's team is well versed on, they have to match the letter that's granted with the letter that's on file at the landfill in order for someone to come in and dispose of that waste at the county landfill, and it is not a precedent. It's for the greater benefit of the community on really egregious public nuisance complaints that have passed through code enforcement.
Commissioner Van Beek, do you have a copy immediately available? The fourth whereas does cite the nuisance ordinance.
I'm sorry, I just missed that. You're correct. Thank you.
Good, but that's a good point to bring up because it would have been a misstep if we hadn't have done that. Thank you. Following protocol.
Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion? Commissioner Brooks?
Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor. If they get that cleaned up in a month, that'll be a miracle.
It'll make them highly motivated to do that. I would be highly motivated to clean that up in a month if it was not going to cost me the land use space.
Right.
So I think it'll be a win-win.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution to waive landfill fees for 17493 Goodson Road, Caldwell, Idaho.
I will second that motion.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That Thank is you. Going to greatly improve that area. All right. Next item is an action item. Consider signing resolution classifying records of the Canyon County Prosecuting Attorney's Office and authorizing the destruction of certain criminal case files records. Thank you. And I assume this is just the boilerplate resolution form that we've done before?
Correct, yes, yes, Chairman.
Discussion?
Chairman, I ask the same question every time, but on some of these, there's a digital footprint, so I'm looking at our chief operating officer now functioning as our information officer. But there's a duplicate record digitally held in the cloud on these, if they would ever be needed, is that correct? Or no?
Commissioner Van Beek, I don't believe so. I think all these records are actually on-prem, on-site, for the PA's office.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so but if they ever needed them, I'm not IT, but if they wanted to get them, these are just the destruction of the hard copies.
Yeah, these would be destruction of the hard copies, and if the retrievability and the retention would be up to the PA's office if they need these going forward.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm in favor. It is what we do on a regular basis for all offices in the county. So with that, unless Commissioner Brooks has any other questions, I'm always hesitant. I tend to be a paper hoarder, but I don't want that on the record. So I move that the board signs the resolution classifying records of the Canyon County Prosecuting Attorney's Office and that we authorize the destruction of certain criminal case files and records as presented, with that being vetted by our PA's office.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. All right. Is there any other legal items that we need to take care of for this morning?
I believe there may be one to take care of in executive session at least.
Okay.
With a personnel matter. I don't
know if the
board has anything for executive
session. Yes, Chairman. I don't know if it's appropriate, but there was a couple of things related to the landfill that I would like to ask about as well. So can we go in under DNF?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And B? Okay. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection B, personnel, D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So let's recess into executive session.